Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. March 26, 2022. Recognize the rule of the Creator. When the situation in the city of Shushan becomes threatening, Mordechai turns to Esther, the wife of King Ahasuerus, for help. Esther asks all the people to fast for 3 days for her sake. Fasting means that they renounce all egoistic fulfillments. And if they really endure it, then Esther will be able to turn to the king with her request. And then in the scroll of Esther it says that the king cannot sleep, and when he starts to leaf through the annals, he sees that, it turns out, there was such a case when the Jew Mordechai saved him. He calls Haman to him and asks, "What would you do for a man who saved the life of the king?" Haman, thinking that it was about him, offered that honors be paid to this man. And then the king instructs Haman to do all this in relation to Mordechai. This is about how it will end in our days, in our time, with all who rebel against the Creator and want to use the egoistic forces of nature to rule themselves instead of the power of the Creator, which consists only in uniting everyone up to love. The desire to conquer others, to rule over others, just as egoism still rules over us, all this will change, and truth, altruism, unity, and love will triumph. From CAB TV's Spiritual States, March 15, 2022. The Tree of Life is good descending from heaven. The scroll of Esther tells that during the feast the queen tells the king how Haman planned to destroy all the Jews. And when the king asks, "What can I do for you?" she replies that she wants to save her people. Then the king orders Haman to be hanged on a tree. The tree, Eitz Haim, or the Tree of Life, is all that is good that descends on us, from heaven, and descends from above down on everyone in the world except for those who have the grain of Haman in them. The Tree of Life is the desire to give, to unite, to spread, and to continue the property of the Creator. Hanging Haman on this tree, meaning our selfish desires, means that they have no right to life precisely because we use them in this way. We kill them with the property of bestowal and love, we deprive them of fulfillment. In other words, the desires themselves remain and selfish intentions are mortified. From CAB TV's Spiritual States, March 15, 2022. Energy of Desires. Comment: scientists have come to the conclusion that some words have not only have energy, but also, first of all, an informational effect on human DNA. Let's say some old lady is sitting and saying incomprehensible words with negative energy that affects a person like a curse. My response: all incantations, slander, and all kinds of spells have a certain meaning. They can affect us, because these are desires that are clearly directed from one person to another. Our influence on each other has been tested for hundreds of years. Some people affect others with more force, others with less. These are not just sorcerers, shamans, and wizards. There really are such forces in the world. However, there is no need to yield to the fear and run to various conjurers or pay money to be cleansed, etc. You just need to understand that everything exists in nature and we need to be above this. If we wish good to bring connection between people in order to rise above evil, then by this we will be able to lower all evil and cover it with good. Question: are you saying that all these phenomena exist only in the egocentric perception of a person, and the further he moves away from such a perception of the world, the more the influence of these forces on him decreases? It seems there are different types of negative energy. For example, the evil eye is when a person influences another with his desire, and a curse is when he needs to say certain words in addition. It is clear that there are desires behind this, but is there any power in these words? Answer: all this is in desire and not in words. A person can say nothing and still affect the other. Question: is there no special meaning in the uttered words? Answer: If the one who speaks puts some inner effort into it, then of course he also gives an effect to these words. From CAB TV's Spiritual States, February 8, 2022. Use the method of correction. Question: you say that selfishness needs blows in order for a person to give up his addictions. But what does it mean that the system is proactive and always shows what will happen if we do not use the method of correction? Answer: we have two options. Or we go driven by nature and we will continue to be pushed by it, but with huge hard blows at all levels. We see that this is already happening quite systematically as the global crises unfold. The global connection between us is the most terrible thing that can be, because our higher state is beginning to unfold, but in a negative form on the earthly level. At the highest level, we are all completely interconnected. When this manifests itself in the material world, where we are connected in a bad way, in bad relationships with each other, then this leads us to mutual destruction. Therefore, we need to quickly reveal the technique of proper integration so that people see this next level. If you see what happiness is, you will have the strength to change yourself. I see from our Kabbalistic practice how this works, and I hope that this will come to the people. From CAB TV's Close Up. Summing up April 7, 2010.